It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters for a Friday. Stay with us.
Fusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Lots to get to today. General Jerry Boykin will join us to give us an update on what's going on with the preparation in the Middle East as it relates to Iran. Kayleigh McEnany here from the campaign trail. We'll talk with Jaden Horan from Reclaim New York. And we start from the green room. Here he comes, Governor Mike Huckabee with all the day's top headlines. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Our proposal is pro-American, pro-immigrant, and pro-worker. Democrats are proposing open borders, lower wages, and frankly, lawless chaos.
There shouldn't be one person in the United States Congress, particularly those with a D by their name on the registrar, that there shouldn't be a single one of them that could find anything wrong with the plan that the president put forward yesterday on sensible ways to reform our immigration issue. And yet, my prediction is good luck getting any of them to support it. It's just a crazy, mixed up, messed up world when you have a president who campaigned on what he intended to do, comes to office, actually begins doing it, and everybody that voted for him says, this is what we voted for. And now they look and say, oh, no, we can't be having that. It's a very messed up scenario that we're in. Governor Mike Huckabee has been watching it. Of course, he is a contributor to the Fox News Channel. He's host of Huckabee on TBN Saturday and Sunday nights. He's a lot of things. Former two-time presidential candidate, former governor, one of the longest serving governors in our nation's history. But his favorite thing, really, he's grandpa to six of those cute grandbabies. Right, Governor? That's of all the titles, that's the one that you love most.
That's my favorite. You bet it is. And, it's great being a parent. It's 10 times better being a grandparent. And by the way, there's one thing I got to tell all grandparents they'll relate to. Do you know why grandparents and grandkids get along so well?
No.
The reason is they have a common enemy. Think about that.
I don't want to think about that because that's the world I'm in right now. So I can't think about that. Governor, let's talk about the news. We've got the president making yesterday what, by every measure, is one of the most sensible, common sense ideas to be put forward. And yet the Democrats don't get it. They're not supporting it. What more does he have to do to try to get a bipartisan immigration deal done that people will actually vote for?
Well, Kevin, let's be honest. If Donald Trump wrote a personal check to cover the $23 trillion national debt and said, I'll pay it off, it still would be unacceptable to the Democrats. And they would say, but we don't want your money. That's just the way it is, because they still are not over the fact that Hillary didn't win the election. They have not accepted the results of the election or the person who was elected. And frankly, they're going to do everything they can to obstruct, even at the expense of not only the American people, but also of immigrants that they claim they're so interested in championing and helping. They don't care about immigrants. They don't care about anything. They care about stopping Donald Trump because they hate him more than they love the country or immigrants or anybody else for that matter.
Well, what it turns out to be, and Governor, I keep saying this, I said it 50 times yesterday in private conversations, what all of America's watching is how they're handling all of this. And they see a president that made promises. Now he's kept promises. They see a Democratic Party that has no vision for the future and nothing really to offer by way of alternatives. And they're going to say, well, wait a minute. This guy's been working his heart out for us, even with all of that laid against him. I'm talking about independents, people that are in the middle. You know, the hardcore left are going to be hardcore left. But I really believe that the country has become more divided since Trump became president, but in a good way. The bluer states are becoming much darker blue, but they're getting smaller. The red states have become much more vibrant red, but some of those that turned pink in the Rust Belt, I believe, are going to turn solid red in this go-around because people are going to exchange jobs and wages for free stuff every time.
I think you're right, Kevin, and people aren't as stupid as the Democrats have played them to be. Most of them can hear what the president is saying. They can see what he's proposing. They understand that he has laid on the table many things that really represent compromise, negotiation, that represent solutions to the problems that Democrats have been saying they wanted, whether it's DACA, comprehensive immigration reform, infrastructure, dealing with China and their cheating on trade. Go through a list of things. But it comes down to it, because Donald Trump's fingerprints are on it, they're going to find it unacceptable. If there was a way that Donald Trump could hand over some of these pieces of legislation that he's proposing and quietly give it to Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi and ask them to present it as if it were theirs, suddenly it would be the greatest idea in the history of the United States government.
Well, it's going to be a stark contrast of ideas. Now, I'm involved in a little bit of a debate, Gov. I've gotten into several discussions with people that I respect their political kind of savvy about, and the thought is about evenly split. Biden makes it to South Carolina, or he drops out before South Carolina. What do you think of the strength of the Biden candidacy at this stage, from what you're seeing?
Well, I think he's the natural front runner because of name identification, familiarity, and so on. But I don't think he's going to be the nominee. I could be wrong. I have been before because I thought I was going to be the nominee. So let me be fair and say I could be wrong. But I just don't see this happening for the simple reason that we're talking about a guy who has more baggage than Delta Airlines on Christmas Eve. And when you consider all that he brings, which, you know, take his name identification and familiarity, he also brings an enormous load of problems that he's created over the years because of things he said, things that he's done, and the fact that he's never promoted a single policy that's been effective. I think the other candidates are going to eat him alive. And it's not that the Republicans or Fox News is going to go after him. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders.
Kamala Harris. Yeah.
They're all going to go after him, and he won't even recognize himself before it's over.
No, I think you're right, and I'm already watching the size of the rallies by comparison, and there's no one in the field that's even generating maybe even a fourth of what Trump's drawing on the road. And, Governor, this is one of the reasons why I said about 4 days before the election in 16, here's how he's going to do it. Here's the states he's going to do it in. Because when you can go to Grand Rapids and Green Bay, you know, in formerly blue states, and draw tens and twenties of thousands of people, and half of them are sitting on the lawn outside the arena just listening on speakers, don't even get to see them. Compared to the 112 people that you could count in the room when Biden announced in Pittsburgh, I mean, it's the contrast is striking. Let's put it that way.
Well, and polls don't mean a whole lot at this point. I mean, if they did, we'd be talking about President Jeb Bush, President Rudy Giuliani,
Hillary Clinton.
I mean, throughout history, yeah. But throughout history, this stage of the process is not a very good indicator of what's going to be. And so many things. I think people forget just how far away we are from the election. I mean, we're
right.
a year and a half. And so the nomination process won't even begin for another 8 months. And that's why I think that people who are even talking about these polls, you know, they're frankly whistling up a rope.
Yeah, don't look at the polls. Look at the rallies. Look at the attraction and support that people are drawing. Okay, real quickly, I know that you have lots of love for the newest Democratic, unless somebody else just declared that I didn't hear about, but Bill de Blasio entering the presidential race. Now, what's your advice, Governor? You're a two-time presidential candidate. You came in second your first go around. Did really well. Someone named McCullough on New York Radio was talking you up every chance he had the chance to. But what do you think of Big Bird, getting into the race? What's your piece of advice for Bill de Blasio?
Well, I think de Blasio, he has done one wonderful thing for the country. He's actually succeeded in uniting Democrats and Republicans in a roar of laughter that a guy who has totally messed up New York City would say, hey, elect me president. I'll do for the country what I've done for New York. There'll be homeless people everywhere. Public transportation will go to hell. It'll be just a horrible place to live with trash everywhere. And we'll raise taxes and lower educational standards. I'm your guy. I mean, honestly. He even got Whoopi Goldberg laughing at his
That's true. I forgot about that. All right.
Off the country together.
No, he has. Okay, Gov, real quick, what's on the big show Saturday and Sunday on TBN?
Well, Cheryl Atkinson's going to be with us. We'll talk about real journalism versus fake news. I've got Stephen Curtis Chapman. We're going to have some great features with Huck's Heroes. And former Congressman Bob McEwen will be with us, and he'll talk about socialism. It's the most practical, simple-to-understand explanation I've ever heard.
Perfect. Saturday night, Sunday night, 8 and 11 on TBN Huckabee Today. Governor, always a pleasure to have you with us. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we continue, Kaylee McEnany joins us. Also in the green room, Jaden Horan from Reclaim New York. And we've also got General Jerry Boykin in the house. So everybody, button it up. It's Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Cloudy skies, 75 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Long delays at the inbound George Washington Bridge, at least an hour to the upper deck from 95 Express, 40 minutes with the lower level. Better, though, from Route 446 and the Palisades approach. No good route to the outbound GW. That is jammed from all approaches. Lincoln Tunnel, 45 minutes in, 30 minutes out. Holland Tunnel, 20 minutes in, an hour on the outbound side. FDR Drive with a stall southbound in the 20s. Northbound, you have a stall in the 70s. Very slow on the BQE, southbound by the Kosciuszko, but an accident has been cleared. Long delays through Queens on the LIE, eastbound from the BQE until well into Nassau County. It's jammed on the Belt Parkway, westbound near JFK, with an accident being cleared. And it's slow on the Cross Island, southbound from the Throgs Neck down to the Grand Central. You now know how not to go. I'm Adam Walsky, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says, the numbers don't lie.
What's this? Economic news showing the jobs in April. 263,000 new hires in April. And I'm watching CNN and MSNB hee-haw when the news came. And man, they look depressed. They do not want to give the man any credit.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I got to tell you, it's a crazy, messy world, and there's all kinds of things that you see your kids grab, and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know where that's been. And it's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and also alcohol-free. You got those wipes, but they have alcohol in them. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, and sprays, and is perfect for everyday use. They developed an antimicrobial hand soap that's also FDA-approved, environmentally safe, and is as effective as their hand sanitizer. Durasan, in fact, has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus. And right now, with summertime coming up, you should load up on all this stuff because you're going to need it. Kevin McCullough Radio listeners, you're going to get 20% off if you just mention Kevin McCullough Radio. To learn more, go to Durasan.com. That's D-U-R-I-S-A-N.com or call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-DURASAN. 387-4726. That's 844-387-4726 or Durasan.com. D-U-R-I-S-A-N.com. Durasan.com or 844-387-4726.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
The question of truth is always at the center of politics, and it has been throughout our country's history. So this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with attorney and author Richard Benvenista about issues from Watergate to the 9/11 Commission. He was part of the history and gives us an insider's view. You want the truth? Can you handle the truth? Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. Hi, Kevin McCullough. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585 and let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit reclaimnynow.org/congestionpricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
AM 970, The Answer.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have you with us. Earlier today, Brad Parscale tweeting. Of course, he's the campaign manager for Trump 2020. But he makes this point. Jobless claims fell by, quote, more than expected. Again. And he says, at some point, you'd think economists would stop acting surprised and start planning for the actual improvement that the president is bringing to the job scenario. Someone with some better insight on this is Kayleigh McEnany, who is, of course, on the campaign trail, explaining the president's message day in and day out now, formerly of the GOP, formerly of CNN and Fox, and formerly of Harvard Law. Kayleigh, welcome back. Happy Friday. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So what did the jobless claims show us today, Kayleigh?
Yeah, so they showed us that initial claims for state unemployment benefits dropped to 212,000 for the week ending in May 11th. It was a drop of 16,000 when it was adjusted. So, again, lower than expected, and this comes on the heels of another great jobs report a few weeks ago. There are now more jobs available than people looking for work. Wages growing at the fastest pace in a decade and twice as fast for low and middle income Americans. And what is exciting is the fact that the Wall Street Journal said nearly 70% of economists say that paychecks are going to grow even faster over the course of the next year. So this economy is really unstoppable.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so let's just talk basic economic theory for a second. That's the thing that Democrats have been trying to say in their talking point when they go around the country. Yeah, you're not seeing any real improvement. There's no real pay increase with these jobs. Wages aren't going up. Kayleigh, that was the Obama recovery. That was the recovery they had for the last 8 years. Nobody even knew we were in a recovery, but that was the recovery that they had then. This has been white smoke and hot in terms of wage numbers.
Exactly, and you're right to point out that Democrats continually move the bar. First, it's, oh, you don't have a magic wand to bring back manufacturing. Well, the president did. He's brought back nearly 500,000 manufacturing jobs, complete reversal from Obama. Then it was, oh, well, paychecks are stagnant. Oh, wait, they're growing up twice. They're going up at the fastest pace in a decade. And then it's, oh, but that's only for the rich. Well, no, actually, twice as fast for low and middle income Americans. So every time they try to poke a hole in this economy, there's just some news story that completely plugs that hole they're trying to poke.
Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about immigration proposals. What's the strength of what the president is offering? And more importantly, why aren't the Democrats even interested in talking about some sort of compromise? It seems like most of the things he put forward is something that any congressional representative, any senator from any state should be able to support.
Absolutely. It's just blatant common sense, the idea that, you know, the United States, we only have 12% of our legal immigration come from a merit-based mechanism, comparing that to 50, 60% merit-based and many other modern democracies. So it makes sense to say, if you come here, we want you to be able to be self-sustaining, to be able to contribute to to society and not be a burden on taxpayers. It makes total sense. And of course, there is a place for asylum and refugees, and we have to fix those loopholes, but there is a place for that. But this is common sense. The president recognizes that. Every American recognizes that. But Democrats don't, because they're more interested in keeping the problem alive and keeping the issue alive rather than coming to a solution.
And here's the real problem, Kaylee. Headline from middle of the day today, Drudge Report. Homeland Security releases 9,000 illegal aliens into the U.S. in the last 8 days. We are averaging 1,100 being released now every day in the year of 2019. Kaylee, that is, if they're not invading us, which I know that there's a hesitation to use that word by, human rights groups, but what do you call it? If we have 1,000 people just being released into the public that we have no idea who they are or why they're here, what is that?
Yeah, you're right. And look, it's important to note that the reason these people are being released is because of overcrowding. I was on CNN earlier in the week, and they showed me pictures of children sleeping on rocks at some of these immigration facilities. Here's what they neglect to tell you, that these immigration facilities are being completely overwhelmed. They're meant for, 13,000, and yet they have 20,000 migrants there. So what are they forced to do? Let people out into society, because the way the laws are set is that if you arrive from Central America or if you arrive with a child, we cannot quickly and expeditiously send you back to your own country. So we have facilities overwhelmed, Border Patrol completely overtaken by this problem, and having to release people into society. It's completely irresponsible, and it's why Democrats need to come to the table.
And just along those lines, Kaylee, you've got Bill de Blasio now jumping in, making him the 418th presidential candidate that the Democrats are running. Big news today is that Biden's got a bigger lead than expected at this point. I mean, you were on the campaign trail in 16, Kaylee. What's the strategy? Like, if you did have to be a Democrat strategist right now, what would you advise them? Because it looks like they're setting themselves up for a wallop in terms of just being outshone, not only in the arena of ideas, but even personality and the ability to communicate on some level.
Yeah, they absolutely are. I mean, you have one camp that's embracing socialism full-fledged. Then you have another camp in the form of Joe Biden that's embracing the failed Obama economy, which was the slowest economic recovery in the history of our country. So these are all bad ideas, and what do you advise them? Well, there really is nothing you can advise them when they're a party of bad ideas, open borders, abolish ICE, take us down the road of socialism and back to the failed Obama economy.
Well, and that's until someone steps up, and they're not going to be able to. What's going to be interesting, Kaylee, is they're not going to be able to blame Fox News or people not knowing what Donald Trump was all about this go around. And the media is going to have a hard time writing that narrative. I was at the Lincoln Day dinner this week in Manhattan, and Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle were there. And, he was reminding us of stuff in the speech that most Americans have forgotten about. But when it comes to the long list of promises made, now he's got a long list of promises kept. And it's one thing to vote for a person hoping that they're going to do the right thing. It's another thing entirely to see that he did and that he's willing to keep his word to do it again. I mean, I don't know. I think he's going to win 38 states, and I think it's going to be a blowout, and it's not going to be a late night in 2020, despite what the polls say today. Kaylee McEnany, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here, lady.
Thanks so much for having me, Kevin.
All right, we'll get a local perspective coming up next. Jaden Horn of Reclaim Initiative, and then a little bit later, Tim Hutt, General Jerry Boykin. Stay with us.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Cloudy skies, 75 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. According to a published report, federal prosecutors are probing alleged overtime abuse at the MTA. New York Times says investigators have subpoenaed pay records for one LIRR employee, Thomas Caputo, who reportedly raked in more than $300,000 in OT last year. A driver is dead, a child treated for minor injuries after a crash in New Jersey. It happened around 9 a.m. along 78 in Clinton Township this morning. Police say the car rear-ended a tractor-trailer and was then crushed under the rear weight of the truck, killing the adult driver. And Hendrick Hudson High School teacher Francois Barcombe makes his school proud as he continues to win during Teachers Week on Jeopardy. His total winnings going into tonight's show are $20,000. Students at his school say they've been watching and are not surprised that Barcombe has made the Teachers Week finals. Checking sports, Yankees host Tampa Bay tonight, Mets are at Miami. And checking your traffic, 1 hour delays inbound upper deck of the GW, 40 minutes with the lower level, but if you take 446 or the Palisades approach, you do much better. All approaches New Jersey bound with long delays. Lincoln Tunnel, 45 minutes in, 30 minutes out. Holland Tunnel, 20 minutes in, up to an hour out. Accident on the Bronx River Parkway, southbound at 233rd Street blocks a lane. You have a stall on the FDR, southbound in the 20s, blocking the center lane. You now know how not to go. Here's your forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Then it clears out overnight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly sunny on Saturday, highs in the mid 70s. Partly cloudy Saturday night, lows dropping to 60. Sunday, partly sunny and highs in the mid 70s. You now know what's going on. I'm Adam Walsky, AM 970, The Answer.
Representative Ilhan Omar must go. She must be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee for her gross anti-Semitism, for her cavalier dismissal of the murdered victims of 9/11, for her blaming the criminal socialist debacle and collapse of Venezuela on America, for her specious accusations against dedicated U.S. officials and her disdain for our nation, which saved her from Islamic terror in the non-nation of Somalia. Join the upcoming Ilhan Omar Must Go billboard launch in Times Square, 711 7th Avenue at 48th Street on Monday, May 20th, starting at 5 p.m. with a rally and press conference. For more information, go to www.ilhanmustgo.org. Again, it's the Ilhan Omar Must Go billboard launch in Times Square, 711 7th Avenue at 48th Street on Monday, May 20th, starting at 5 p.m. Go to www.ilhanmustgo.org. Ilhan Omar Must Go. Sponsored by Americans for Safe Israel and JCCWatch.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you have that rundown feeling or you just don't have energy like you'd like, it may be because you just don't have the nutrition in your system that you need. See, when you eat fruits and vegetables, there is actual energy that has been stored via solar technology into the chemicals in those plants. And when you digest them, you release that energy into your system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins made with synthetics. They are natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, 100% whole food plants, fruits and veggies, seeds, stems, skin. It's all in there. Each capsule has 10 servings of the fruits and veggies. So once you start taking Balance of Nature, guess what? You feel better. You have more energy. Your skin looks better. It's time to improve the quality of your life, so do it now. And now, through Memorial Day weekend, you're going to get a $20 discount and receive free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. All you have to do is use the discount code, The Answer. Again, this special radio offer will be only available until May 27th. So call now, 1-800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code, The Answer. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I've traveled before and been on the phone here to make sure everything is moving properly, and I'll continue to do that. So I'm confident that we can make it work.
Well, it's not like he was doing anything when he was in the office anyway. May as well be out on the road. He'll have less of a chance to mess up the city if he's out of state. At least that's the going theory these days. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. That, of course, is Mayor Bill de Blasio, who has been laughed at from everyone, from Whoopi Goldberg to Black Lives Matter to the New York Post, even Governor Mike Huckabee, top of the day's show today, making jokes at his expense. But he's kind of got it coming, does he not? Let's turn to the Reclaim Initiative spokesperson. Jaden Horn is with us from Reclaim New York. ReclaimNYNow.org is where you can find them. And, Jaden, I know you guys at Reclaim have some thoughts about de Blasio running for president, but I have not seen this officially from you guys. guys. Are you advocating that he step down, or should he not be required to do that if he wants to continue his campaign?
Yeah, you know, in my mind, you know, not speaking on behalf of Reclaim, but in my mind, anyone that runs for a higher office, they need to prove to their constituents first that they can do the job they have. And I don't know, and I don't believe that the mayor has proven that he can do the job of being mayor, let alone the job of being president.
But let's be honest, Jayden, it's not like he was doing the job when he wasn't running for some other office. So is there really going to be an effective difference here?
I mean, I think you're totally right. You know, you're open about him not being here is totally accurate. The fact of the matter is he's been running for president since he was elected mayor, and he's been the most ineffectual mayor in probably the last 50 years. And that's saying a lot, because New York has had some pretty terrible mayors and some pretty great ones. But look, 76% of New Yorkers don't want him to run for president, and he's running for president. He is the only candidate in the field, in the Democratic field, of 23, 24, 40, whatever the heck there are now, who has a overall net negative approval. So, you know, Democrats don't want him to run. New Yorkers don't want him to run, and he's running. And so, you know, the question really is, you know, why is he doing this vanity run when there are so many things here that need to be taken care of? The homelessness crisis in New York City is out of control, and the mayor has been silent and done nothing on it. Thrive New York, which is supposed to be a mental health initiative run by his wife, that we've steered $250 million per year into.
Right. Where'd the money go?
We've only helped 1,000 New Yorkers. It's a great idea.
Wait, $750 million divided over 1,000 people helped so far?
Yep, that's it. Think about those numbers.
They could all play for the Knicks and make less money than that.
We have government housing. New York City run government housing is worse than a third world country. It was partially taken over by the federal government because it is so terrible.
Right.
And the mayor oversees that. We have our schools that are failing. You know, his schools initiative has failed. And he's going to take this government knows best. Failure at all levels to, you know, the national audience. And I mean, it clearly doesn't resonate with anyone in New York, and certainly not going to resonate with anyone across the country. So, you know, for us here at Reclaim, I mean, we really want a mayor that focuses on the constituents, on citizens of New York, on dealing with their issues.
Right.
And focusing first and foremost of keeping this city the greatest city on earth, making sure that its residents' needs are met, that garbage is collected, that our streets are plowed, that our parks are clean, that our streets are safe. And this mayor isn't focused on any of those things. Why? Because he's focused on things like his skyscraper ban, which really is about socialism, right? He's focused on making sure that we talk about inane things like, you know, immigration or things that don't really impact city residents, because he's fighting a national fight in his mind instead of the everyday management of the greatest city on earth. A 24/7 city deserves a 24/7 mayor, not a 24/7 candidate. Yeah. And that's what we have out at de Blasio.
Well, and so, there's a lot of people that agree with you, including Minority Whip Joe Borelli and others that have penned op-eds. Might be a good idea, Mayor, if you want to run for president, to just relinquish the wings. Of course, what that means then, you hand them to Jumaane Williams, and I'm not sure that anybody wants that either, Jayden, but that's another conversation for another time. Friends, if you want to speak out on congestion pricing or anything else, get to reclaimnynow.org. Make your voice heard. Take action today. That's why they're here, and that's why we love them so much here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Jayden Horan, thank you so much for being with us. Coming up next, General Jerry Boykin. at attention, sir.
Hugh Hewitt just wants to move on.
The subpoena of Donald Trump Jr. by the Senate Intelligence Committee. I am a pretty vociferous critic of that subpoena. It is wholly unnecessary. He's not a member of the government. And it's over. They have a lawyering dispute going on, but the rest of the country is so ready to, if I may borrow a phrase from the 90s, move on.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Corey M. Stern. He represents individuals who have catastrophically been injured, with an emphasis on children that have suffered brain damage from lead poisoning. What is your experience with lead poisoning?
My most vast experience is in Flint, Michigan, where we represent about 3,000 children who were all lead poisoned by consuming the water in Flint, and in New York City, where hundreds, if not thousands, of kids have been exposed to lead-based paint in New York City Housing Authority's buildings. The Housing Authority is the biggest landlord in the city.
Biggest landlord in the country.
The population of public housing in New York City is about 400,000 people, which is roughly the same size as the population of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. And his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no. It's the Dust Bunny's only natural predator. Run along, Dust Bunnies, run along.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com. Everywhere I go. It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, thank you for being with us. It is always important, at least I feel like it's always important, to hold our publicly elected officials accountable. And when they say things that are irresponsible and in many cases stupid, they need to be called out for it. And I've already told you at some length about this coming rally in Times Square on Monday about the Stop Omar campaign. But one of the reasons that I feel like she needs to be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee that she serves on is that she tweets and she says things publicly that I feel like are publicly not only dangerous, but irresponsible for the safety and the welfare of the American people. And one of those areas that she did recently has to do with Iran. And if you at any point in time catch her feed on any given day, you're going to see all kinds of things that she tweets. But let me just point to something that she said this last week. She said, "This is chilling. Trump and John Bolton are openly laying the groundwork for another war. The only thing we're relying on to prevent this is congressional authority and Donald Trump's sanity. We can't rely on the latter, so we need to move on the former. I guess what she's saying is that she wants to have greater control as a congressional representative to keep the president in check. But here with some thoughts on what we're doing in Iran exactly is Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. Served 36 years in the U.S. Army, member of Delta Force, and he's also an executive vice president at the Family Research Council and a good friend to Kevin McCullough Radio. General, it's always a delight to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, it's always great to be with you.
We've got a lot of problems in the world, but when we decided last week to move that aircraft carrier closer to Iran and maybe into the Straits of Hormuz, what did that indicate to you?
Well, first of all, the whole thing was based on real intelligence that was coming out of that area, saying that Iran was going to target American interest and American personnel, particularly and specifically in Iraq, based on that being a reaction to the president's declaration that the IRGC, or Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps, and the Quds Force were terrorist organizations. So,
right.
So why the reason we moved it was based on good, solid intelligence, and that has been reported open source, what I just said.
Right.
Now, what's the purpose of it? It's to send them a strong message, and don't think that it doesn't. There is more power out there in that carrier task force than the average American can even understand. That is a very strong message to the Iranians.
Well, in the last 24 hours or so, though, one of the leaders of the IRGC said, you know, we used to look at American carriers in our neighborhood as a deterrent, but now we do see them as targets. Are they the ones that are actually saber-rattling?
Well, that's a little bit like, you know, Kim Jong-un and some of his rhetoric. You know, it's rhetoric. They do see it as a real message to them, and they do have a healthy fear of what's represented by that carrier task force. And it's not just what's out there on that; it's the fact that there's a lot more right behind it. If something does happen, I do not think, Kevin, that this is a prelude to war. But I do think that they were emboldened because after the JCPOA was agreed upon. It was never signed. Remember that.
Right.
It was never signed. But once it was agreed upon, what was the next thing they did? They captured two of our patrol boats, and we did nothing. They humiliated the crews, and we did nothing. The Obama administration did absolutely nothing. They've been emboldened by this kind of thing, and now they're running up against a different sheriff. And they're testing to see where the limits are here.
No, I think that you're right. And in fact, with a brother-in-law who's in forward active duty with the Navy right now in one of those F-18 squadrons, he's been telling me for a couple of years that our concerns about the Strait of Hormuz are pretty well-founded because they've been running these little speedboats, flash boats, whatever they call them, at our people as fast as they can. And general, you know, one or two of those loaded up with enough power to blow a hole in something, and there could be some significant damage to our fleet in the area, so much so that maybe the planes even have a tough time getting off of the carrier in time to protect the carrier and the fleet. So it's a real touch-and-go situation, is it not?
It is, and you know, you can find videos of those things out harassing ships, especially American ships, out in the Gulf there, and this preceded the taking of the two patrol boats off there.
Right.
I would venture to say that if they do that again right now, if they do that against an American ship right now, I suspect that the captain of that ship is going to blow them out of the water. I don't think they're going to allow that kind of thing because you're right. If they are packed full of explosives, that could do major damage to any of our ships out there, to include a big aircraft carrier.
Right, and we can't let that go down because it's what's keeping the neighbors honest, as they say in my neighborhood. They're growing up. Let's talk a little bit about then, General, because there's a rally on Monday here in Times Square largely Jewish groups are putting it together, but I myself and some other evangelicals and others that have a strong interest in the welfare of Israel are coming together to launch a billboard that basically demands the removal of Ilhan Omar from her post in her committees, or at least a degree of censuring her for some of the things that she's done. But what kind of responsibility do congressional representatives bear when talking about such things and saying things like John Bolton and Donald Trump are trying to push us to war, et cetera?
Well, it depends on which party you're in, the answer to that. The only thing I regret about this this assembly there is that I can't be with you. But look, I think that her anti-Semitism, as well as that of Ilhan Omar and
Rashida Tlaib.
Tlaib, both of them have been very anti-Semitic, and I think that the AOC has joined that bandwagon. I think that they need to be censored, but they are in the Democratic Party. They are not held to the same standard, and I know people say that's conspiracy theory. That's, well, just look at the history here. They are not held to the same standard that an American was, and all you have to do is look at Steve King from Iowa and what he was censored for, and compare what he said to what is being said by these people that is directly anti-Semitic rhetoric. And look, they need to be held accountable. They absolutely need to be held accountable. In fact, I hope that they are one-term members,
right?
All three of those, but we don't control that. It is this is a constitutional republic, so they could get reelected. But they do need to be held accountable, and if you're going to use Steve King as the model, then they need to get the same thing that he got.
Okay, well said. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, always a pleasure to have you with us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for stopping by.
I am so glad to be with you.
Kevin McCullough, lots more breaking news straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Well, I have different vitamins I had to take because of my post-cancer, post-cardiac situation. But the Balance of Nature, that being so condensed and so natural, and is amazing stuff. I haven't felt this good in 7 or 8 years. I would not be able to do a third of any of this stuff. After I started taking Balance of Nature, I started to have more energy. It's a godsend. It really is.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan. Join Joan Herman every Sunday night at 10 when she speaks with some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. People who are making a difference. People who are changing lives. Each week, Joan focuses on important topics that impact your life. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, thought leaders and experts share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Let's start talking. Conversations with Joan, every Sunday night at 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, visit conversationswithjoan.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow, live, is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, here's hoping you have a fantastic weekend. And if you want to take KMC with you, please do. We've got a huge, a lot of stuff going on. The podcast page, by the way, is just teeming with new content. Not only KMC content, but stuff we're producing with my little company, Extreme Media. Georgie Borman has a new 180 cast out that is the true life story of a lifelong Democrat who did a 180 and changed parties. Also, this little tidbit came out earlier today. U.S. has reached a deal with Canada and Mexico to lift the steel and aluminum tariffs, clearing key obstacle to passage of Trump's new trade deal. I told you the tariffs were just to get people to the table, just to get them there, just to get talking. Everybody's like, oh, we should kill our allies, or murder our allies. We're just going to butcher them. Take a breath. It's going to be great. And the same thing's going to happen with China. As soon as they realize that they're going to lose more than we do, if they keep this silliness up, there will be a deal. And whether or not they stick to it, that's going to be a different subject. But, so that's good news all the way around. So I'm on Twitter earlier today. And some tweet chick, Jody Jacobson's her name, posted and said, the Alabama legislator who wrote the abortion ban is a woman. She could have also put in parentheses, so is the governor who signed it. She said, don't let that surprise you. Many women have been indoctrinated and recruited to do the dirty work of the patriarchy. So, of course, I had to respond to this, asking her, so, Jody, are you saying women are too stupid to prevent themselves from being duped, or are they so duplicitous that they just won't look out for one another? Now, Jody made the mistake of responding. She says, I'm going with white women affiliated with the patriarchy are so craven and so self-interested that they look out only for one another among whom they perceive to be their own group. So, yes, also duplicitous, but also stupid because these decisions flout decades of medical and public health evidence and undermine human rights, further deepen poverty, and undermine women's economic participation. So, duplicitous, racist, and stupid. To which I said, okay, got it, agree. Agree with you or else... you're a nobody. I said, you must be a gas at parties. And okay, now that you said it's all about white women being affiliated with the patriarchy, please explain this for me. Now do Candace Owens. Still waiting for a response. Haven't seen anything from her since then. I'm looking. I don't see anything. Is she going to respond to it? Does she have an answer for Candace Owens, who's not white nor part of the patriarchy? I'm just curious. Kevin McCullough, see you next week.